I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got The Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gary.
And that is Mikus over there with a beanus on by the looks
eight
of it.
8 inches, baby.
8 inches.
Shut the fuck up. 8 inches.
Fantastic. This podcast episode also going up on YouTube, so Mikus is responsible for what happens behind the cameras. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got The Chocolates. That's a win. Now, I am going to start us. I figure, like, sometimes we do, you know, we'd start every episode with a story, but sometimes very broad, I reckon. Like, and it's hard. We always ask the Chockies, like, send in a story. If you've got a funny story, like, send it in. But I think it's very broad, like, my sort of teaching background. People need more scaffolding than that, I think. So I want to start the story with "I wish I never." So if you've got a story that fits that you can polish off, then send that through to us. Definitely. Email address is hello@wegotthechocolates.com.au. I wish I never learnt the phrase "big mobs" because it got me into some trouble recently. So I was with the girl that I'm getting to know, and she said, I think I said, I love you, which is a big moment. I mean, it happened like literally months ago, so it's not really a big moment. We say it all the time now.
Okay.
That's probably a bit of a news flash. yeah, sorry for leaving you out of my life for 5 months, everyone, but just to backtrack a little bit. Anyway, so I was like, yeah, love you. And she was like, oh, how much? And I was like, oh, big mobs, like that. And apparently that's not like a romantic sentence or phrase.
I've never heard of it. Yeah. I've never heard it either.
Well, the story that comes from where it came from is I did a couple of cricket seasons up in Darwin and I worked as my part-time job in the bottle shop in Darwin.
Did you?
Yeah, wonderful people there at the little drive through in Palmerston up there. And anyway, they did this thing in Darwin which was called a beer can regatta, which is genuinely where you would get beer cans, like the Better Beer ones that I'm drinking here at the moment.
That we all are.
They are wonderful people. We would get beer cans like that. Well, I never went actually, as you'll hear in the rest of the story, but they would get beer cans, go down and like try and make life rafts out of them. And genuinely you would have to, which I don't know why you do that either, because they're crocodile infested waters, but you would try and get on your beer can raft out to like a point in the ocean and all the way back. And like the people build the best beer can, that was like that was their prize, or they won whatever they won.
So everyone survived as far as we know?
Yeah, as far as we know, but I mean, you wouldn't know because NT News. I was working in the bottle shop, unfortunately, just, you know, while everyone was going down and doing their celebrations, I was there and this fella came through the bottle shop and he goes, mate, are you heading down? Like, I got his little whatever he wanted. I think it was Tawny Port or something, and I got that for him in the car, and he was like, are you going down to the beer can regatta? I was like, nah, man, I've got to work, actually, which is weird. I'm not sure how he couldn't work that out, given I was serving him. Nah, unfortunately, I've got to work. He's like, oh, shame, man. Big mob's pussy down there. And I was like, okay, well, no.
Actually, I'm actually doing a longer shift now.
So that's literally where I learned the phrase. But like,
why would you hear that and think, yeah, I'm going to adopt that into my diet?
How do you put the two and two together there?
No, because I don't think that's where I learned the phrase. I think I definitely remember hearing it. It reminded me of that story. But Dad used to say it all the time. He always used to say big mobs. And he lived in Darwin on like prawn trawlers. I feel like it's like a Darwin thing.
Yeah, perhaps.
Like, to love you, big mobs is okay in language, apparently. but not so much for Rochelle. She hated it.
Okay. Right. Well, there you know.
So there you go. That is my story. I wish I never learnt that phrase. I also have a joke of the day.
Brilliant.
And it is sent in by Nick. Nick Stack, I believe his name is.
Has he ever stood on top of each other before?
He's actually big on his pancakes for some reason, Skin Lake.
Oh, do you reckon he's ever fallen off a skateboard by any chance?
Yeah, he probably has.
You know his favourite band, Skin, is actually Short Stack, I think.
Good band.
Thanks, Michael.
Speaking of which, Migas is going to My Chemical Romance tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He started doing his eyeliner already.
Beautiful. Join the Black Parade. Is that them?
Yeah, that is them.
Someone said that was meant to be the best song since Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's
a fucking lie.
I back that. No. It's
what would you say is the next best song since Bohemian Rhapsody?
I don't reckon Bohemian Rhapsody is Queen's best song.
Okay. What is?
Wow.
Somebody
Will Rock You.
Somebody Love.
I think it's Radio Gaga.
Mm.
Oh, we can talk about this later.
That's for another. It's for another podcast.
Anyway, so this is our joke of the week. It's brought to you by Better Beer, and it's from Nick.
Hey boys, just a big fan of the podcast here. It's Nick from Toowong.
Thank you.
I love to tell this joke at the pub after a few beers, and I always like to make sure someone around's just taking a swig of the beer just to really get that full effect. But why'd the baker have brown hands? Because he needed a poo. Cheers, boys. Have a good one.
And joke certainly was Toowong, wasn't it?
You gonna tell that one tomorrow at work?
Oh, I reckon Dom should probably tell that one. I reckon.
Yeah, he actually would.
He actually would.
Yeah, love that. Actually.
Skin, you've got a written one sent in too, don't you?
Yeah. So the written one comes in from Jordan. What's the difference between a golf ball and a G spot? A bloke will actually look for a golf ball.
Great. Excellent.
Actually reminds me of a golfing joke. If you want to hear it.
Yeah, good.
What do you got?
Why'd the golfer change his pants?
Yeah.
Because
he got a hole in one.
Nice. Very good.
Holy shit.
Good one, Skip. Now, Goaty, something big, I think, happened in the creator/boxing world, and I'll let you explain that.
It's a huge world at the moment, isn't it? I don't know what you guys feel. It fucking drives me insane, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's in creator/boxing.
Just like all these random guys like wanting to like box each other. I just don't really get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, neither do I, really. But yeah, it's quite a big thing.
Yeah, apparently fighting. It is. But anyway, the area we're moving into is funniest excuses or worst excuses for losing. All right, that you've ever heard. And this comes on the back of the Jake Paul and Tommy Fury fight, which happened, I think, 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And this has been built up for ages.
Also, extra, if you're going to be a fighter, Tommy Fury, not a bad name.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, his brother Tyson's obviously an unbelievable fighter, one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. And this guy's carved out of stone too, Tommy. He's built like a brick shit house. So
looks like a condom full of walnuts.
What's with the chat tonight? Poos and spots and, you know.
Why did you say what?
No, I said brick shit house. Anyway, it's the same thing. There's weeks and weeks of build up, and Tommy Fury ended up beating Jake Paul in this. Would you call it a celebrity boxing match? When like Tommy Fury is like a professional fighter, so probably not really.
So like half celeb, half boxing.
Yeah. But anyway,
it's
so
a hybrid.
It's a hybrid. Mm. So after the fight, Mr. Paul of the Jake variety has come up with a rather interesting excuse. Lethal.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting. I don't know anything about boxing, to be fair. Yeah. Like, that's it. Imagine me in a boxing ring.
You couldn't punch yourself out of a wet paper bag.
Correct. Yes. So I know nothing. And I've seen a few people that have messaged in being like, that's actually quite common practice in boxing. I'm like, I'm sure it is, but it's still a strange. Like, I just read the quote.
Are we autoing it?
Actually, auto the quote. Here you go. Oh, yeah. Here's your context. Yeah. I probably should have done this straight away. Here you go.
Because, bro, you have two weeks of testosterone built up. And so the reason a wet dream happens is because your body like needs to release that energy. It like knows inside of its, in your mind, it's like, this is not good. And yeah, I fucked myself.
And just for you, go, because I feel like this would be important. So I was busy today.
Obviously.
I put this on a button just for you.
Yeah, I fucked myself.
It's just such a bizarre, like, reason to blame, like, a loss on.
I think that's more the thing for me is, like, I get it. Like, yeah, I'm sure boxers do try and do that, no doubt. But, like, just say, I lost. Yeah.
He punched me in the head too many times. Yes. Not that head.
And I love how he walked us through it. He's like, so the reason a wet dream happens, felt like I was back in year 9.
Because they're like, honestly, like, how old is this guy?
Yep, got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it actually did make me think of like a couple of just like funny excuses when you sent it through going like, what's the funniest excuse? So I thought of an example recently. And I think the cricket like that we play is quite a big sport for excuses, I reckon.
Oh, 100%.
You would have heard like the amount of times I walk off and like a batter's just been out and they'll be like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. It's like, that was the first ball of the day he spun. Mm. I'm like, yeah, but like, you're allowed to still hit it.
Yeah. I got one with my name on it.
I like bowler. Anytime a bowler's getting met, I guarantee you, anytime we watch cricket and a bowler's getting met, they'll call for the stomper or sawdust.
Or scratch the footmarks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, just slipped.
I saw a real strange one in that second level game when I was on the phone to you guys in Adelaide.
At midnight?
Yeah, at midnight.
Oh, no, it was Adelaide. That was all right. That was 11.
Adelaide time. It's fine. Yeah, it's better for me. Yeah. Gus Lovell, who I was sitting with after he was dismissed, and I think he got like 25, like it was fine, like a fine innings. And I was sitting with him outside, and he was like, I was like, what's wrong, mate? Like, you look just real feeling mode, like you look like you're thinking a lot. It's like, yeah, just haven't quite been able to work it out, like something's just not quite there with my batting. And like, as a person that's always like never been able to work out how I hold the bat properly, and
it's
like,
every week when I get here, it's like, Dingus, is this right? I'm just like, I don't know, mate, I've had enough.
So as someone like that, I was thinking like he's thinking about his technique, like what something he's going to change in his technique. He's literally like sitting in a minute of silence and he jumps up and he's like, that's it, I've worked out what's wrong with my batting.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this could be interesting. Like, maybe he's got a new trigger movement or something. Goes to his kit, gets out a pair of scissors and starts like cutting off the toe guard on his bat. Like, that's the reason he nicked off. So, mate, you nicked it to the keeper. I don't think it came off that
quarterback would point.
the extra 1.5 grams on the end. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
change the balance of the bat.
Well, you've used an excuse when we've played tennis previously. We've told the story on the podcast a little bit as well. Do you want to take the
listeners? We'll tell them now because we've got like one or two.
And Mikus wouldn't have been listening.
He wouldn't have been. He hasn't listened. That's good. Yeah. Very good. But now, there was a stage we were going through uni. Lee's fourth of 9 uni degrees. Was going through anyway. So we're teaching Kathleen, my wife, how to play tennis, and Lee and I are decent enough tennis players. One's better than the other. I'll let you guess who. So I'll play.
It's the same person that would be better at boxing.
Yeah.
Who? It's not at this table.
That doesn't give anyone any answers. So I was like hitting the ball back and forth. Kathleen was fine at the stage, and Lee was on Kathleen's side. And Lee, like what we call, is a ball hog, right? So like I'd hit the ball to Kathleen. Kathleen hit it back, and then I'd hit it back to Kathleen. Lee would run over and like hit the ball. Anyway, this time Lee's ran over. I've hit the ball to Kathleen, and Lee's ran over, tried to do a miracle backhand down the line, and hit it onto another bloke's court, like proper frame job, 45 degrees. I said frame job. And like they've stopped in the middle of their serious game. They had more fucking sweatbands on than Roger Federer in this game. Like amateur QUT courts is fucking embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah. They were taking it real
seriously. Real seriously. And like the whole, everyone just sort of froze, and Lee just goes, oh, sorry about her, guys. She's just learning.
And they just they bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Nah, it's all right, Darren. We'll get the ball for you.
Kathleen's sitting there just like, nah, it wasn't me.
we had a couple from the Chockies that were sent, and we thought that'd be, I guess, honourable mentions, which I've completely lost there. Lethal, have you got them in the doco? I don't know where it's gone.
I think Skid's got them.
I think I do. We only had a couple sent in. The Chockies are a bit quiet this arvo, but we had one from Brock. My mate got bowled again in cricket and said that the wind changed direction as the bowler was releasing the ball.
That's unlucky.
That is
bad luck.
Happens
to
the best of them. You know?
Especially in those just wind tunnels.
Just swings around about.
That is stiff.
So that's harsh. Alex, my mate, failed his year 12 math exam because he desperately needed a shit.
But like,
this is what I don't
can't
get.
You go?
But there's two movie scenes that reminds me of Will off The Inbetweeners and Richard in Van Wilder. Fuck me, you blokes, honestly.
Yeah, no, I agree. Cool,
The Inbetweeners, my favorite. Oh, so show. Good.
People are going to respond back to that.
I hope so. That level of engagement would be great. I agree with you. I was about to say the same thing. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's a famous song by The Inbetweeners.
It's actually Hot Summer Night, that song's called.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Beautiful.
Great chant. Yeah. And then someone else sent in a fairly famous example, which we all mentioned as well in our discussions leading up to it. Mike Tyson, after losing a fight in 2002. And I think we have some audio to go with it.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
It's one of the great interviews of all time.
It really is. That's right up there.
Do not get better.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
What do you mean by that? Not hard to say. The other thing that Jake Paul saga reminded me of was a joke Yana told recently in one of our jokes videos. And it sort of, a lot of people in the comments, I think, didn't get it. And then a lot of other people roasted it, which I'm kind of hoping they didn't get it either, because we found it funny. And
it's very funny.
Yeah.
And how do people not get that?
I don't know. It's generally one of the better jokes we've had on our episodes. I really liked it, at least. Yeah. I think, Lethal, you've got audio of the joke and my reaction.
Why don't boxers have sex the night before a fight?
Why not?
They just don't really like each other.
Jeez, who can you hear in the background there?
Oh, yeah,
guilty.
So Mikas liked it as well.
Yeah, but like the thing, obviously people don't get that, like that. It feels so weird explaining a joke.
So like, right, so what happens is with jokes, there's the lead up and then there's a punchline. And like
after the punchline, generally what happens is you laugh, unless they're shit, which you don't.
But that's what some of the comments we get is like, this is not funny, I don't see the funny bit. It's like, yeah, okay, well, so this is what happens like before the punchline, and then there's this, and it like
so generally boxers, right? They're opposition, but they're not coming together, and you know. Yeah. Fuck.
When people write that, like, there's nothing funny about this joke, I just want to write back, like, it would be easier to just say, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, pre-warning, we have a little bit of cricket chat coming up, and also a big hello to those of you that are just joining us on YouTube, because Mikas is an idiot. So you know how I said at the start of the episode, like, as Mikas, yeah, we put this up on YouTube and he's responsible for what goes on behind the camera? Apparently he's not at all.
Yeah, you forgot about that bit.
So what I'm saying is, well, we just realized like a second ago, and by the way, I mean Mikas, realized that Skin hasn't got a camera angle for the first 15 minutes of the episode.
Luckily, I said the least, which is unsurprising, but still would have helped.
It was some of your best gear, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
You bet. Read out that joke.
Good news is we've got Mikas cam for the whole time.
I made sure that one was recording, obviously.
With your big light. I said light.
Yeah.
No, well done, mate. You're genuinely best on ground.
Stop crying.
You've done well. Yeah, I mean, you can't do everything around here.
Well, I mean, turning on the cameras
you
is probably...
You can't do your job.
Not well.
Turning on the cameras. Cody's the person you don't want to make any mistakes.
I do not care about mistakes. Mistakes are made late, though, none of you.
How many messages are you going to get tonight? I went to bed at 11 and I had to get up at 5.
I was just so stressed about this game that we're playing coming up that I just forgot to do anything else.
Great forward sell. Great forward sell. But before we get there, we need to talk about what the heck is going on over in India in this test series. And Gadi, I feel like you could help out here because the first three tests were done in less than 2.5 days. Mm-hmm. It's Australia versus India in the cricket.
Yep.
And everything in the media was like, oh, this is ridiculous. These wickets, like, these wickets are a disgrace, And then we turned on the TV on the first day.
I didn't fucking turn on the TV after all. Honestly. This is like this is what happens when people complain too much about stuff like that. It's just sort of like, now look what's happened. You did this. All the people who complained did this.
Yeah.
Now everyone's patting them back.
The people that complain about the pitches.
Yeah. Well, honestly, what was
that us? Did we complain about the pitch? I feel like I complained.
No, I didn't. Okay. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, right.
Isn't that? Yeah, but how much more fun was that to watch, like last week? Balls ragging everywhere. And
yeah, much more fun to watch, yeah.
Now you could use
it. Would be nice to watch it for slightly longer than 2.5 days. But
I disagree. That's fine, I reckon.
Okay.
And just fucking just stumped about on that thing. I'd still get out first ball.
Well, I've never seen that happen before.
Not on
TV. I mean, he's got a big doucher, to be fair.
Yeah, massive. Ashwin does, though, actually. Can you imagine facing him on those wickets? Fuck.
No,
me.
Not at all. No, that would be horrendous.
Yeah.
But yeah, genuinely, it just made me laugh so much that they've just obviously got. I assume that the curator in India or BCCI or whoever is just going, like, okay, well, if you're going to complain, we'll just make it ridiculously
cop
the other
this.
Way. Yeah. And so now I'm pretty sure the game's now over. Drawn.
Yeah, that we just got to bat for a second time on day five. Matt Kuhneman opened the fucking batting. And he still faced 40 balls.
Yeah. Yeah, it went all right.
It looked easy. You could hit it with a soft banana.
Yeah. So sorry.
Is that a save? Oh,
that's what I feel like I'm batting with everywhere.
And playing green with. No, the Toomble coach one day, like, we were fucking pumping him everywhere. And I was sitting there after I got out for a well-made 47 off about 8 balls. And, like, the coach, Harry Fry was his name, really good fella. Just another fucking short and wide one. I think Wilmoth got 150 that day, just fucking brained him. And the coach said, oh, that bowling shit. You'd hit that with the banana peel. And there was one sitting on the ground. I said, oh, here you go, Harry, and just chucked it to him. He pissed himself laughing. Good year.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, there so there you go.
That's perfect. Yeah, but that was a take on the old India series, which I thought was quite intriguing. I mean, yeah, I feel like there is a middle ground somewhere.
Can someone just get 320?
Yeah, exactly.
Could it be like all right to bat on in the first couple of days, crumble away a little bit at the end, something like that would be nice to watch.
Mm. Well, can someone slog, for God's sake?
Yeah, well, that was the other thing I don't get. Why did we just bat out the last day in a bit and not like try and set up a game, even though it's probably never going to happen?
But you can't get
give me some Baz ball or something.
We did in Adelaide.
Yeah, but the wicket, it's like not like that.
It was flatter. Both teams got 500 in first innings in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Amazing Adelaide.
Well, we had Warnie.
God, I miss Warnie.
Yes. Also, Supercoach update. NRL Supercoach update, Goaty.
Yep.
Skin.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you put it in there so that you...
Yeah, I wrote it all up.
Now that you're back on camera, I think you should try and get your word limit out.
Yeah, all right. Very fair. Great. Yeah. So we have an NRL Supercoach comp going. We want to give a quick shout out to Tristan and his team. We're here for the punts. They won this week, round two. And Josh, with his team running backwards, are leading overall for the comp. We're two weeks in. I think the AFL one's going to start this week. We've got an AFL one going. We've got more than two people in there now.
Four?
Maybe four, yeah. So it is growing exponentially.
Nice word.
Okay. But
look what happens when you're on camera. Lifts.
Yeah. But it's not too late to get involved in either of those comps if that's your thing. The links will be in the description.
Okay, new game for you to play along with at home. Taboo is the name of the game. It's a game where you describe a word to your partner and try to get them to guess that word correctly, but you cannot say the word or five other related words that are listed on the cards in front of us. Skin and I are playing together. Go to your Mikas with the other team. They stink. So, for example, if I pick up this card and I'm trying to get Skin to say turkey, but I can't say gobble country. Well, I'll just say gobble. I can't say gobble country, stuffing, Christmas or bird, stuff like that, right? How have we gone? If I say one of those words, you hear this noise, Skin. Bang, and we'll lose the card and pick up another. Each one of us is going to have one turn describing. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit is on the squeaker, and he's also doing that. Yep, nice. Anything else? Person with the most cards answered correctly. Team with the most cards answered correctly at the end wins. Play along in your cars or wherever you're listening.
Don't actually play the board game in your car while you're driving.
Oh, yeah, probably still drive responsibly.
Doing it at home and play the board game.
And we said there's a 30-second timer.
30-second timer, which is in front of me. And our time starts. Am I going to flip this over?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you flip the timer. Dave, you're positioned. Here we go. I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. It is a type of food and also measures gold.
gold is measured in?
Ounces?
Like 24
carats.
Thank you. Sorry. You would definitely see quite a few in a library.
Books.
And they're fiction.
Novels.
Thank you. A food group where Domino's serves them.
Dairy, cheese, pizza. Sorry.
I would have thought. opposite of a cane toad in State of Origin. Rugby league.
Cockroach.
Thank you. And massive. We live not really near it, but Mikus lives on the Gold Coast, so they have a...
beach, ocean.
Nice. And oh, the you... you wouldn't eat it because it's
poisonous. Poison.
It's gone off.
Mold, penicillin.
Oh, that's so close. Oh. But it's like hard, real hard.
That's top hard. Of
the
food.
And time up.
Damn it. Stale was the word. Stale was the word you needed. Oh. We got that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm pretty happy with that. 5, 5.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right. We'll take that, won't we? Who's describing for you two?
I'll describe first. We'll go clockwise, I reckon. Yep. And put the pressure on the cameraman because he's been faultless under pressure tonight.
So he's guessing. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. So when a bride and groom are no longer together,
they divorce.
Ribbit.
Sorry?
Ribbit.
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 Oh, frog.
when you fall out of a ship, you need a yellow
life jacket.
ET,
extraterrestrial.
Okay, so what is he?
An alien.
Oh my. small pants. Penis. Temperatures. Fuck my A. that's tough. That is tough.
Just skip it then.
Skip. Okay, Australia and England play for the
Ashes.
Wow.
What the fuck is
just
that?
Just skip it.
Oh, Budgie.
Smuggler.
Wow.
Labour and Liberal.
Politics.
Time's up.
Yes, come on. He didn't say it.
They get points for the passes too, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. In the actual game, but maybe not in this game.
In this game as well. We said that at the start.
Did you?
Did you?
No.
No.
Well, I did not know that.
One of them was ghetto.
Yeah. Ghetto over the floor.
Like I ghetto over my pants.
What?
Ghetto over it, skin. All right, you're describing skin.
Yeah, all right.
How many do we get?
I think you got 7.
I reckon you got 7.
Surely.
7.
Surely you can just pass. That's fine.
I think you need to be able to just pass.
Yeah. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Trust me, you will want to be able to.
You're going to be fine.
I'm not fine.
Come on.
3, 2, 1, spaghetti.
I have my warm beverage in the morning out of.
Kettle, tea, mug.
Thank you.
Don't have to thank you for each right answer.
I went, if I'm good at sport, I'll get one of these to go
scholarship.
To uni.
Nice.
Is this just a biography?
Eloise wears this.
Ring, dress, blouse.
Before going out, she'll put it on.
Makeup.
Yeah, but a specific.
Eyeliner.
I know.
Foundation.
lipstick. I think it's for the, I can't say that, the hair on the lids of the.
Eyelids, eyeliner, eye mascara.
Thanks.
Frick me.
Killing Heidi, for God's sake.
Can't say that. A really big.
It is a biography.
Form in.
New Zealand.
Mum has been there. Nepal.
Oh, Mount Everest.
Time.
All right. Yeah, brilliant.
How many did we get there, Skin? Unless you didn't pass any.
4.
You didn't pass any, so we're on 12. Okay.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Go.
All right.
Say words.
Pecky. Pet injured. Take vet. I want to go somewhere.
Okay.
And I want to call someone to
taxi
me there. Come on. Okay.
Larynx, Adam's apple.
You can't do gestures.
What do you mean? All right, to unlock my phone, I've got a
passcode, pin.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yep. Is it right or not?
He said it's code.
Yeah, that's good.
Good.
Okay, it's a an animal that lives in a tree.
Koala.
Feck me. All right. I've got one of these at home.
Okay, that's very broad.
Times.
Oh, that's really. I was gonna get there. Just give me a chance. Just give me a go.
Is it a car?
Cutlery.
Honestly, I did better than I thought I was going to.
So lie, which is concerning.
I've got one of these at home.
It's a cat. I was gonna get there.
What about your first one? Pet injured.
Yeah. He was doing bullet points. Because say words. Sorry, basketball. Pet.
Fuck me.
It's because every word you want to say is on there.
That's the whole idea of the game.
I understand that.
Otherwise, it'd be quite easy. Divorce, husband, marriage, breakup, wife, separate. Fuck.
Oh, I hate this game. And that's why I was so stressed and didn't turn my camera on.
You did turn your camera on.
Dead skin's at least you were looking good, mate.
That's a game of taboo. Let us know how you went. Have we won?
No way.
Yeah, we got 12, I think.
I think you needed 4 or 5 to win, and I think you got 3. So
I got 8.
We passed 8 times as well, though.
I've got 4, so we're 12. 7 plus 4 is 11. That's a W to us.
Well done. Woo! Big crowd in here tonight. That's for sure.
Hopefully they can solve some of our issues.
Yeah, no. we've got plenty. Okay, I've got a Get Fact for you guys, which I know you'll find interesting. Do we have a jingle for Get Fact?
Not that I know of.
No, I certainly don't.
So. Okay.
It's usually. Okay, Chad told me this one today.
Did he?
Got his friend Chad. Did you know that honey never spoils?
You also know what they say about honey.
No,
tell me.
You catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar, mate.
Skin, did you actually know?
You idiom.
What other honey jokes have we got? Skin, did you know what a bee's favourite novel is? The Great Gatsby. Come on.
Hurry up.
Anyway, archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient Egyptian tombs that are thousands of years old, and the honey is still edible.
Mm.
Honey's not vegan, though, is it? Or is it?
No, we've had this discussion. Not on air. It's weird.
Well, that's good for everyone. Yeah.
Just reference them back to that episode where we didn't discuss it.
Yeah, that too also wasn't on camera.
Mingus has actually got this at home.
You probably filmed that.
Anyway, yeah, as long as it's stored in a sealed container, honey can last indefinitely without spoiling.
Perfect.
Mm. Mm. So there you go. Also, just another little quick bit of housekeeping at the end. Word of the week we're going to introduce, because Chockies have sent in a couple of those.
This is an on-air meeting.
Joke of the week. Yeah, on-air meeting. I've already decided.
Did you know about this?
I did, yeah. No, this was an off-air meeting.
No, that's good. I'm glad 2 of the 3 of us knew. That's good.
I'm here too.
No, Migas knew. But he was trying to work out where the on button was.
Actually, you were setting up cameras.
It's weird because like when he does weddings and stuff, he only gets like the groom for some reason. It's fucking weird.
Oh, gosh, this must be a new camera. I've forgotten where the bloody on button is.
Probably that big red one, I would have thought.
Same as the edit button. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we got a joke of the week. We got a word of the week as well, which you're also welcome to send in. This is by Tim Mule.
Oh, Moscow.
Do I get that?
Moscow Mule.
Who's that?
It's a cocktail.
The only one I know is Sex on the Beach and Espresso Martini with an S, not an X.
Yep. Espresso.
Mm. Espresso, yeah, exactly. Anyway, Tim's word of the week that we'll probably be using, actually, I quite like it. Quicker, saves time. Pibe it is. So we might need to pibe, which is play it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
Quite like it. That is quicker, though, Genghis.
Yeah.
Not when you have to explain it, but.
But I don't now because I've told you. So from now on when I say it.
I'm going to make a point of saying, what does that mean?
You might choose to use it, just pipe. Let's play it by Rightio, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get around us on the socials or at the website.
We do. Yeah, the website's wegotthechocolates.com.au. We've got a contact page with a voice recorder if you want to potentially hear yourself on an episode, or you can just write in there as well, and we'll
we'll read it. The socials, obviously, we're on most of them. We're trying to get people across to YouTube. If you could go check that out if you haven't already, watch this episode. I won't be in the first 20 minutes.
Well, you might be. We don't know yet.
But that's fine. We've got a few other jokes, videos and stuff there as well that you might enjoy, so check them out.
Yeah, and keep our ratings and reviews on Apple and Spotify.
What about last week?
Oh, let me finish.
Sorry.
And let me read this out
I'm
going to
pipe from now on.
The ratings and reviews obviously make us go straight up the rankings. 36 on Spotify at the moment in the country, so we are so happy with that. And if we can keep pumping up, top 20, top 10, you never know.
You don't know.
If we take over Joe Rogan, honestly, Mikkel says he's going to get a Joe Rogan tattoo. I just made that up then.
Actually,
and film it.
I will genuinely get that tattoo.
Would you?
What, just a letter?
If we overtake Joe Rogan, will you get a Joe Rogan tattoo?
Yeah.
Of his face or just his name?
No, I'll wait till you have past Joe Rogan on the side.
Podcast cover up.
His podcast cover up, which is his face, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Sounds good.
And his name. Good combo.
Yeah, it'd be weird to get his face and then get like Steve Jobs.
He's a great bloke.
Yeah.
Rightio. And remember that if you were out there just having a laugh with your mates this week and remembering to turn the camera on, that you are absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Dumps.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.